Dreamscape presents Murder on the Boardwalk by Lee Strauss and Denise Jaden. Narrated by Stephanie Namet Parker. One. Lines of gently swaying palm trees and stucco Spanish mansions were set against a cloudless blue sky, and Miss Rosa Reed, known in rainy London, England as WPC Reed of the Metropolitan Police, thought the endless sunshine would never get old. She strolled away from the Forrester Mansion in Santa Bonita, California, with her cousin Gloria at her side. "We need to find you a fuller crinoline," Gloria said, playfully nudging Rosa with an elbow as they neared one of the Forrester vehicles, a two-tone yellow Chevrolet Bel Air parked in the driveway. Not once in her life in London had Rosa been criticized for her wardrobe. With a mother who owned one of London's highbrow Regent Street dress shops, Rosa had grown up under the influence of stylish and quality fashion, the kind that certainly turned heads in the United Kingdom. Apparently, the California coast was a different story, as Rosa had been encouraged more than once to wear something a little brighter, a little tighter, or today, a little fuller. Then again, those suggestions had come from Gloria, and might have said more about Rosa's spirited cousin than they did about California fashions. Already, Rosa regretted giving in to Gloria's pleas to accompany her to the fair recently set up at the boardwalk. Rosa preferred the quiet of her bedroom. Hers at the Forrester Mansion felt as cozy and comfortable as her room at Hardigan House in South Kensington, and a good book. Rosa had a stack resting on her night table, from mystery fiction to the latest in forensic science developments. She'd raided the Forrester Mansion library shortly after she'd arrived in Santa Bonita and had tipped one of the maids to make a run to the local library for her, not daring to go there herself for reasons she'd rather not think of at this time. The gentle purring and warm companionship of her kitten, Diego, was all the socializing Rosa desired, and with a deep breath, she had to brace herself for the cacophony sure to come. Not wanting to face Gloria's wrath if she changed her mind, Rosa was determined to be a good sport. Gloria looked adorable and rather youthful. 7 years Rosa's junior, Rosa often felt ancient at 28 in Gloria's presence, in her pink flared skirt with an embroidery of a sizable French poodle and flat black and white leather saddleback shoes. Gloria stood with one hand on one tiny hip and the other stretched out, palm open.
"Keys?"
"Why?"
"You've driven it all week. Besides, you have Diego to concern."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?